Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.ag. And for this week only, get a 110% sign-on bonus. 110% of your initial deposit by using code NEXTROUND. That's MyBookie.ag, code NEXTROUND.
Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
Bobby says, I believe Shinedown's going to be in Huntsville in September. There is an early September festival, I think, up there, a couple of days with a lot of 90s rock bands that I'm getting. What is it?
Gwen Stefani's doing it. The Gin Blossoms are doing it.
Gin Blossoms is one that jumped for me.
Blink-182
jumped for me, and I think Shinedown's part of that, Bobby, and it comes across my Instagram feed all the time. If I popped up right now, it would not be there. But when I get that, I'll pass it along. It seems like it's a three-night festival up there in Huntsville coming up in September.
It's a two-night. It's weird. It's a Saturday and a Sunday night, I think.
Yeah.
But it's a two-night thing.
I just tuned out. My wife actually sent it to me. I tuned out because it's middle of football season, which bothers me a little bit. Final hour of the show, as I said, brought to you by Champions. More on them coming up a little bit later on. As we jump into this hour, some football conversation to have. One of them, by the way, is calendar related. As I give you the countdown, we move from 115 to 114 days out at 11 o'clock. So we've just passed the 11 o'clock kicks on week zero. And as Reddit College Football points out, the 11 o'clock was our equinox of college football. It was 115 days since Michigan beat Washington for the national championship, and it's now 114 days until we kick off week zero. So we've hit the college football equinox there. I wonder if it feels like 115 days for Kalen DeBoer. Or does it feel like 3,000 days for Kalen DeBoer? Or does it feel like 5 days
for Kalen DeBoer? He is, you know, we joke about him not saying no. But, you know, yesterday we have on Dusty Dvorak, and he did their show yesterday morning before he came on. It seems like he is doing something. Well, he's doing multiple things every single day.
Yeah, I mean, that's his style. I don't know if he views that as recruiting. I don't know. I mean, he's a different style, and that's what I like about him.
Messing with the boys last week.
Yeah.
He does a lot.
He's done 30 minutes on our show twice now. I would say it's one of the things I like about him is that he has been his own man so far. Like, he's done it a different way than Nick Saban.
You just wonder if he can keep up with his pace. It's a lot.
Yeah, I don't know. And, I mean, listen, if you don't win, it doesn't matter if you're your own man or not. If you don't win, you're not going to keep the job.
Well, I was talking to somebody about trip he made to Huntsville to visit some of the big donors up there to Alabama and some of the big fans up there. And with the school plane, it was basically wheels up, short flight to Huntsville, meet, greet, hang out, eat, talk, back on the plane, back, landed, and home, all in less than 3 hours.
That's pretty efficient.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I'd like to know the dollar total as well, right? That's important. Right. 3 hours and X million dollars. Now we're talking, right? Yeah.
So you got to do some of that, especially when you're the new coach, to get out and meet the people who fund everything for the university. But I do think when it gets to be football time, he'll probably pare some of that back.
Oh, yeah. I think he'll be different in season and out of season. But, I think he's doing what he's comfortable with. I don't know if he thinks he's got to sell it more for recruiting right now, just to show that there is going to be some continuity from the Saban years to the DeBoer years. I don't know. I don't know his thought process. But I know he's his own man. I saw in that Bussing with the Boys, one of the things that popped out, which we were aware of this, he was asked, what do you think the players would say is the biggest difference? And
he talked music.
Yeah, he said music at practice. He goes, it's just something that hadn't been done around here. He goes, there's nothing wrong with it, but we got music at practice.
Well, yeah, when I was getting updates, AL.com, when you can weave through all the pop-ups, like, it would give notes from each practice, and at the bottom they would do what the playlist was. And I was like, I can't imagine Nick Saban saying, Let's have this playlist out here.
Yeah, but then as he talked about it, and to Brown's point in the clip with Bussing with the Boys, he talked about how on some days we'd even crank the volume up louder because if I thought they were really focused already and they were sort of turning the music out, I will turn the music up even louder because there's a lot of distractions with 100,000 fans on Saturday, including music, but also noise and everything. So you got to be working with hand signals and dealing with those distractions anyway. So he sort of sees it as a tool, getting them ready for the game day distractions.
That's what, I mean, he does crazy. Have you heard about the unorthodox receivers go over the middle and he shoots them with paint guns when they're actually about to catch football?
I have not heard that.
Are you serious on this?
No.
Yeah. I was about to say, you have me sold for a minute.
But if you can catch passes by being shot with paint pellets.
Yeah. But see, you've worked with somebody before who would have acted like they've known, they knew that. Ian would have said,
"You're right, brother.
That's
right,
brother. Used to do. He started that at Sioux Falls.
It's innovation at its peak."
Yes. Yeah. I'm in tears right now.
Started that at Sioux Falls when my big brother was coach there.
Yeah, because I thought about just going along like, I don't really know, but I need to support LT with this.
I think he knows. Probably would have heard about that. One of the receivers gets one in the eye.
I was a little surprised I had not, to be honest with you, when you started saying it.
Gary says, if you can dodge a wrench.
That's right.
Different ways to coach it up. A-plus, bringing you this segment as we jump into one more big college football topic I want to bring up here.
General Booty's in the transfer portal. Are you going to bring that up? General Booty.
I was about to. Rockstar's, perfect timing.
Rockstar's favorite name.
He's a good guy. I want him to get out.
It's just General Booty, Rockstar.
That's just not, in general, I want
nothing
Booty.
Specific.
Yeah.
Brad Bell is my guy. A-plus Tile Home Remodeling. He specializes in master bath, kitchen, and master bedroom closets. And Scott showed me some photos of my master bathroom remodel because my wife got on the internet, scoured the internet, looking for the best person to do it. She talked to contractors. She talked to people that had used certain contractors, read a ton of reviews. She came away saying, hey, Brad Bell's the guy for the job. I'm so glad we picked him. His crews were on time. They were courteous. They were clean. They worked hard. They did tremendous work. Here is his number. It's his cell number, 205-422-1758. Call Brad. He did Lance's bathroom too, as Scott is showing you. 205-422-1758. Master bathroom, kitchen, master bedroom, closets.
I've got my kitchen estimate on the calendar, by the way.
Look out. We got a new kitchen on the way to the Taylor house. That is where you're going to enjoy the time and get your money back when you sell it. Brad Bell, A-plus Tile Home Remodeling, 205-422-1758.
Hey, congratulations to Texas Tech First. They sold out their season tickets for the second straight year, 32,000 strong there in Lubbock.
Are you kidding?
They back-to-back years, that's their season tickets, 32,000.
Yeah.
They got students.
That's still impressive.
Yeah. Not as impressive as the Tennessee Volunteers, who have now sold out their season ticket package for the second straight year. They have 70,500 season tickets available. That comes with a donation and all that.
Yeah,
70,500. They do get a specific game back on that home schedule this year that is will be a hot ticket. It's the return game now. Alabama back at Tennessee for the first time since that big monumental win for Heupel there.
I am going to list Alabama a 4.5-point favorite.
Right? Wow, without seeing either team so far. Alabama 4.5, according to LT there. But I did want to ask you, do you guys think it's important to save the bowl games at all?
No, I do not.
I like the bowl games just because it's something extra to watch and something extra to wager on.
Yeah, I mean, I think if the bowl games want to exist, fine. I'm going to watch them. They get good TV numbers, but they are not important to the future of college football. The future of college football is the college football playoff, and we are involving the bowl games too much in that, Dunaway. There needs to be less involvement in the bowl games of the college football playoff, more on-campus games. So the bowl games are not important to me, no.
The bowls, the people that run the bowls in their last meeting coming out of that believe that new NIL rules that will bring NIL in-house to universities and the sharing of revenue that will happen will save the bowl games because it will contractually obligate players not to opt out of these bowl games. They will be contractually obligated to play in these bowl games. Now, of course, I believe that that's when you will have a lot of pulled hamstrings and twisted fingers and knees and headaches and
concussions, all those things. Yeah.
All that bloating, all that that would keep you out of the game. But at least contractually, it would end the opt-out era of these bowl games. That is at least what the bowl officials. Is that enough to save them?
Yeah, I don't think they'll go anywhere because I do think, I mean, Monday Night Football was created for gambling purposes.
Yeah.
I think the bowls, that's one of the only reasons it sticks.
I mean, I'm like you, Dunaway. Like Caleb Williams would be a good example. What bowl game was USC in this year when they collapsed at the end? They make the Sun Bowl or some crap like that. Holiday Bowl.
Yeah, I think it was Holiday Bowl.
Two 2 years ago, they got beat by
Tulane in the Cotton Bowl.
Tulane, yeah.
That was a great game.
That was a fantastic game. But if I'm Caleb Williams and I know I'm going to be the number one pick and it is the Holiday Bowl against Louisville,
no chance you're playing.
I might be under contract to USC, but buddy, my hamstring is a mess right now.
Yeah, you grab it when you roll out one day in practice. You get that on tape.
Yep, I can live a little bit more.
You go pay the school videographer.
So I think that's what's going to happen. I get what they're doing there, but you know the weird thing is these bowl games. I think TV ratings are as high as they've ever been on them with the opt-out. Yeah. It really hasn't hurt them that much
because if we're not in the playoffs, I always want to see my team's future.
Yeah,
that's the only thing that interests me about bowl games at that point is I want to see my team's future. I remember when I was a kid, 1976, I believe it was. Bama fans, check me historically if you're old. 1976 Liberty Bowl, really good UCLA team coming to play Alabama in the Liberty Bowl in Memphis.
Right.
And I got so fired up because of the young players on the Alabama team kicked UCLA's butt in that game. And I knew they were all coming back. And I knew 77, 78, and 79 were going to be really good years. Bama had suffered, I believe, Georgia earlier in the year and beat them.
36-6 they beat UCLA. Yeah. UCLA was number seven.
And they beat number seven UCLA in the Liberty Bowl. They beat their eyes out in that game. And I thought to myself, man, a lot of young players played in that game. Bama's going to be good in 77, 78, and 79. They won two national championships and could have won a third.
I see what they're doing here, but again, the TV ratings have been fine for the bowl games. I don't anticipate that changing. Like, everybody, all these things that were supposed to cause people to quit watching college football on TV have not done that, by the way. I don't know if you guys are keeping up on this, but like the college football playoff, all the bowls are meaningless now. And I used to always argue the bowls have the same exact meaning with the playoff and without it. They were meaningless before. They are going to continue to be meaningless. Christian McCaffrey was a big name, opted out. Bowl games are dead. People won't watch them if players opt out. People keep watching them. NIL, I'm done with college football. TV numbers, highest they've ever been in college football. Transfer portal, I'm done. This is free agency college football. It's not the college football game. TV numbers, highest they've ever been. Anytime people say they're going to quit watching college football or the NFL, you know what they don't do?
Yeah.
We're addicted. We're addicted in this country. There's almost nothing that can make you quit watching football.
If football's on, you're going to watch it if you're a football fan. I mean, go Rockstar, he's got the shirt on, the Detroit Lions. Now, power rankings, now they're number three in the latest power ranking poll you talked about, and it's become a good organization.
Alabama fans call it Alabama North.
When they sucked for a long, long time, what did you have on Thanksgiving Day?
The Detroit Lions, and it would be one of the highest rated TV games of the entire season.
And I know that's part of the Thanksgiving tradition is football, but
You don't have to watch it. You can leave the TV off.
Yep.
Yep.
But you know what? They watch it in record numbers, Lance.
Hey, while you grab, Brown, grab the new Sprite over there. They were telling me about this. This is limited run only for Sprite this summer. Tell us about Michaels and Laser Vision. LT.
Yeah, it seems like everything is going up in price, but not for LASIK at Michelson Laser Vision. Doctors Jennifer and Mark Michelson have held the cost at LASIK steady for the pre-inflation pricing from 2 years ago, and it looks like a lot of folks starting to get their tax refunds about now. Using your tax refund for LASIKs with Doctors Michelson, perfect way to do something really great for yourself. Write this number down, 205-969-8100, a number that I called over two decades ago. I had the 2200 vision. I was legally blind without the aid of contacts. Got the procedure done. I've still got 2015 vision, better than 2020. Stop procrastinating. Call 205-969-8100. Ask for Amy. Tell her the next round sent to you. Ask about the pre-inflation pricing. For more information, MichelsonLaserVision.com.
I actually had one of these by the pool yesterday where I threw in a spot of tequila.
Did you now? So we were asking the chat room. Josh says it. What is that Sprite?
Looks very Tulane-like.
That is right next. All right, so there's the Coke Spiced, if you're watching some video. And he said, what's the next Sprite? So that's the Sprite. This is Sprite Chill, Lance. It does. It's got a little Tulane vibe to it with the wave there.
Open it up and taste
cherry
it,
cherry lime.
Now, you like a ranch water occasionally?
I had one the other
night.
Now,
imagine a couple big blocks of ice, a little tequila, and that poured in there.
So it's cherry lime flavor, lemon lime and cherry lime.
Hit that.
Here we go.
Tastes so good.
Oh, that is good.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I've not had that. I've not even noticed it in the cooler.
Put a little Redmond vodka in that, too.
Yeah, cherry lime, Sprite Chill.
Yeah, right there.
It's got the Tulane look. Yeah,
or if you're a 5-Mu out there, throw a little rum in that thing. Worked out really good there for you.
5-Mu's big rum fans.
Yeah. Who's not, right?
Doesn't waste the leg popper.
When we come back, we've got an announcement from EG about a future project that she's about to drop for you, and trash that's coming up on the show that's being brought to you this hour by our friends at Hemp Hill Services. LT, take us a break with our buddies at Hemp Hill, where you called it. It went to 91 yesterday.
205-229-2090. Weather is getting hot out there. You need to make sure that AC unit ready to keep up with this changing weather. Whether you experience plumbing, heating, or cooling issues in your home or business, they are ready to serve you. Adam, Chad, Andrew, the guys there, call them today. Tell them the Next Round sent you. 205-229-2090. Hard to stop a train. For more information, hemphillservices.com.
Everything Next Round is on demand now in the podcast section at nextroundlive.com.
There is no better place to watch your favorite sporting events and enjoy great food than one of the three great Birmingham locations of Walk-On's. The TVs are everywhere with your favorite sports, and the menu is second to none. From the great appetizers like the waffle cheese fries to the Avery Island salad, handhelds like the all-new Chicken Bomber, bistro specialties with a special taste of the bayou, the amazing hand-patty burgers, the great po' boys, and the specialty drinks. Visit any of the three great Birmingham locations of Walk-On's, Greystone, Stadium Trace in Hoover, and the brand new location in Trussville.
Storm season is here. Make sure you have a plan of action in place right now. Greg from Pell City and Storm Restoration Roofing should be your first call when storms hit. Insurance companies love working with Storm Restoration Roofing because of Greg Nelson's name and reputation in the industry. When storms hit, call Greg Nelson. He's local. 205-542-3531. He's the home of the free no-cost roof inspection. Greg from Pell City on Facebook. 205-542-3531. It's Storm Restoration Roofing.
Hey, for all of your IT and printing needs, reach out to our friends at Xerox Business Solutions. Look, I'm still one of those old school guys. I print my notes every single day for the show. If you watch the show here on the Next Round, you see all the notes in front of me. From day one, Xerox Business Solutions, they've been with us here at the Next Round. Local for over 45 years. For all of your IT and printing needs, visit XeroxBusinessSolutions.com or call 205-969-3000. That's 205-969-3000.
Hey, you. Summer's here. Time to get hot. And at New Balance Birmingham, that's just what we got. For a summertime vibe, see what's inside. Come together at New Balance Birmingham on Highway 280, right next to Chick-fil-A. New Balance Birmingham, we got now.
Logan Martin Lake Fest and Boat Show, presented by AmFirst, is back May 12th through 14th on Logan Martin Lake in Pell City. It is Bama's biggest in-water boat show with more than 100 boats and vehicles on display, vendors and food trucks, live music all weekend long, and it is free public admission. Don't forget the Friday night fireworks show, free Velcro Pygmies concert Saturday, free mimosas for mom on Mother's Day Sunday. LoganMartinLakeFest.com for more info. It's the annual Logan Martin Lake Fest and Boat Show, presented by AmFirst, May 12th through 14th, LoganMartinLakeFest.com.
Visit NextRoundLive.com today. It's free, unless you haven't paid your internet bill. So go ahead and pay that, and then it's free. Heck, you can pull out your phone and go to NextRoundLive.com right now, where you'll find all the free content that you can stomach, unless you haven't paid your phone bill. Then you need to pay that, and then you can enjoy all the free content. NextRoundLive.com is so rewarding that it should be behind a paywall, like Lance's Lock. So in summary, play Lance's Lock. Then you'll have enough money to pay your bills and go to NextRoundLive.com, where you're always at your happiest, for free.
Back with you on the Next Round. We'll get to trash in a second. And LT will tell us about Legfest in a second as well. Champy's World Famous Fried Chicken brings you this hour. Champy's Chicken on Highway 119 in Alabaster. Can't beat those guys. Hand-cut chicken fingers and a lot more. Mississippi Delta Recipe Tamales. It is Champy's Chicken. We'll get Patrick. We got that story coming up right before trash, so bear with me on that. We got some details about that. It's amazing. As LT slides back in here, Emily Grace is here to tell us about...
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I need to stand anyway. All right. To,
Intel. That's right.
So Emily Grace is here. She's got something that's about to pop on our platforms here. What is happening?
So we have seen the discussion about how you guys want a baseball / Braves-centric platform where you can go tune in to what's happening latest in the Braves season, series, that kind of thing. So we have listened, and today me and Ush Sisk, Ryan Brown's bestie, you may know him from Triple Threat Trivia or from his antics in the office.
Almost got handcuffed.
Yeah. He will be joining me, and we'll be doing a weekly Braves podcast with some MLB content as well called the Pennant Grace.
He's the biggest Grace. Braves fan I know, and other than you, maybe.
Here's the logo, the Pennant Grace there.
He's literally employee 14 now.
Yeah, very much. Is. I think that's what he wants us to say.
Yeah.
So on that, you Braves-centric. When does the first one drop? Where will people get it?
So we will get it actually today. The goal is to push it out after we film it. And you can get it on the Disrupt Media channel. We'll have a little tab where you can go and see all the shows. We have a Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook coming. Instagram and Twitter, or excuse me, X are up. So we'd love for you guys to go follow it. It's at the Pennant Grace, and you'll get updates, show clips, and we'll be interacting with you guys. And we'd also love eventually to do a live show every once in a while where there'll be a chat box. You guys can ask questions and just hang out with us.
All right. So that's coming up, the Pennant Grace there. And get it, like, subscribe, and all those places.
Please.
I don't know how to say his name, LT, but this pitcher for the Cubs, Shota Imagaga. He's from Japan, I think.
That sounds right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's close. All I know this, he's pitched in six games. He's a lefty, and he's being compared to Fernando Valenzuela. He's 5-0. He's pitched 34.2 innings, 35 strikeouts, so that's a strikeout an inning, 0.78 ERA in his six starts. They're 5-0 in those starts. The lowest ERA in the first six starts of your major league career since Fernando did it in 1981.
And Fernando Mania, the old eyes rolling back in the head, he was fantastic. They ultimately go to the World Series. They win it that year. Has he faced any of the same lineups?
Is anybody second time around? Yeah.
He just shut out the Mets in his last outing, and through a translator, my favorite part of the story was, through a translator, they asked him, what was it like to pitch here in New York? And he said, from my hotel room, I liked the view. I saw it in Spider-Man, so it's fun to pitch where Spider-Man lives. Okay. You gotta like that.
I love that.
You gotta like
He's
that.
He's not real.
Hey, does his interpreter like to gamble? Yeah,
you immediately worry about it, don't you? Now,
All I can say is, where is my money? Where is my money? Just keep saying that over and over. Paul says Pete Alonso is slow. If you watch that game, I guess. But hey, Cubs playing pretty good little baseball right now to go along with the Braves and the Dodgers. 1-2 in the power ratings, as they'll talk about on the Pennant Grace big series this weekend in L.A. Braves and Dodgers. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I still think that is a preview for the NLCS.
I agree.
That's not going on a limb. EJ, you can stay here for trash. Yeah. I can grab trash around you.
Let's do trash. Okay. But first, LT, we'll need – you can do it afterwards. We'll do trash brought to you by our friends at Mortgage Right. Hit it, Rockstar.
So this morning I went to Lyft. I came back. I took a nap. I woke up from my nap. My balls and my nutsack were exploded.
LT's Trash is presented by Mortgage Right. Mortgages done the right way.
And our friends at Mortgage Right, they are your mortgage experts. Whether you're a first-time buyer or you're buying your final home, these are the guys that can lead you through every single step. Go to MortgageRight.com/TNR, NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lenders. Do you guys like cheese balls?
I do not.
I do not.
Now, are you talking about like the cheese puffs? Or like the cheese ball you cut and you
puffs.
Put it on a cracker.
Yeah, cheese I'm talking puffs. About the cheese
balls. I'm out. No. Not like those. I like the crunchy cheese curls.
Ooh, I don't like
either. I don't like those either. Boy, my little one loves them. Hallie will eat the crap out of those.
I would rather have the cheese puff than the curl, but I don't want either. They jack your hands
in.
Yeah,
get all I don't
up in
like
your,
that.
Yeah, get all up in your teeth, yeah.
So do we have any anything video-wise on this?
Yeah, we're going to get some pictures up.
So hundreds of astounded onlookers gathered Manhattan's Union Square Park on Saturday to watch an anonymous 22-year-old man in an orange mask devour an entire jar of cheese balls. Now, the anonymous man told the Post, quote, I decided to do this because I thought New York City could use something like this.
They could.
Cheese balls are funny, and eating an entire jar of one is a difficult task, but not impossible. I would think that it would, like, get hard to swallow.
Yeah.
It just congeals in your
throat. All the cheese dust dries you out,
it seems, right?
Yeah.
It all started with ominous posters popping up around the area, and in the weeks leading up to the main event, for some reason, the oddball attracted curious onlookers. People came together to shout, Cheese Ball Man.
I will never. When I
he signed autographs.
Oh. The cheese ball man did.
How bad is our society? How stupid are we?
Amazingly, though, after you know those cheese balls, he didn't have to use a pen. He could just do it with orange stuff on his finger.
So I'll never forget when we were working in radio. There was a coworker of ours whose lunch had gotten stolen from the common refrigerator there.
Happened to me.
And it has happened to Rockstar. Well, this guy sends. He does an email blast. Rockstar puts everybody on blast. Like, I am on a diet, a prescribed diet. You messed my diet up. You know, I had to. The very next day, like not 3 weeks later, the very next day, I walked past the studio he's working in, and he's got one of those jugs of cheese balls, and he's just got his hand reaching
so there. Nasty.
Would you ever reach in there after anyone else?
No.
Put the whole company on blast on his diet. He's in there eating a ton of cheese balls.
This guy looks like a terrorist on break.
I'm surprised he chose to be anonymous. That's interesting.
There was a ton of people watching this. So a lot of people at 3 p.m. had nothing to do but watch a guy eat cheese balls with the
You know
the
what? It looks like water. Jared got out of jail.
Yeah.
That's why he's got the mask on.
So, have we seen the Yellow King lately?
Ousted. Yes. There are a lot of great things to do in New York City. One thing, watching this guy, that's not one of the things.
Guy eat cheese balls. You're not going to do that?
No.
Moving on, a woman keeps a life-size cardboard cutout of her husband because he's serving a 30-year jail sentence.
Oh, I thought you were like serving in the military. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's kind of heartfelt.
No, he's in his prison sentence. Prison grub right now, his garb.
Oh, that's true. That is a prison green, isn't it?
Boy, I got a hard time believing she's going to wait 30 years.
No. Yeah.
She looks like Janice from Friends.
A little bit. Yeah, but I mean, I don't think she would
Chandler go. Chandler Bing!
Oh my God.
No, I think he'll probably have you killed once he gets out.
But I mean, she wouldn't go alone, right? I mean, if she went out on the market, on the free agent market, she'd be fine.
I'm saying, like, whether it's Pool Boy or somebody else.
She's better looking than anybody that's ever been on that show locked up.
So her name is Jade Chips.
That is a low bar, Jeff.
She met her husband, Chris, through a prison pen pal service, so she's immediately crazy.
So they don't immediately even know each other.
Crazy. So she talks to the cutout.
Yeah. Quote, I saw a show where this lady was talking about how she met her husband from a pen pal page, so I decided to check it out. After she signed up to become a prison pen pal, Jade 31 saw a picture of Chris, decided to write him. Quote, we went back and forth with writing, and then we started talking on the phone, and then I flew to meet him in person. The rest is history.
Yeah.
Now, he's serving a 31-year sentence for burglary and identity theft.
That's
and has to serve a minimum of 10 years behind bars, but he also has a sizable income from his stake in a casino.
Yeah. Oh.
And he owns the house where Jade now lives. Now, she's played this perfectly.
That's really has.
Yeah, wow. So she's got a free place to stay for 31 years.
All the benefits without having to put up with a man.
Yeah.
Pair have never spent any time together outside of prison, and all she has to keep her company at home is this life-size cardboard cutout.
So romantic.
Well, I hope the person who stole my Facebook account and is stealing people's money, and the person that stole Emily Grace's Instagram account, I hope they meet somebody nice while they're stuck in prison for 30 years.
Here's the quote for you, though. He's been in prison so long that maybe he's institutionalized, but he knows what he wants to do when he gets out. He wants to impregnate me right away.
Oh. Wow, lofty goals.
Well, they're married. I mean,
he's coming out firing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Interesting.
He's got to make 5 shots inside D1 arenas in the first 24 hours. That's his bracket punishment.
Okay, this is in the same arena, kind of. When a man decided to meet a woman in real life after the pair connected online, probably didn't expect to be dodging bullets by the end of their date. According to the sheriff's office, the victim met Crystal Skiba at her home, and after being invited inside, things became a little aggressive. Investigators say Skiba tried to seduce the man, then demanded money, pulled out a handgun, tried to block the victim from leaving. As the victim was running away, investigators say Skiba fired several shots at his vehicle. Skiba has been charged with attempted first-degree murder, shooting in an occupied vehicle, and possession of a controlled substance. She looks a little different from our last.
She does.
I agree.
Do you think she's ever smoked meth and said, I need to do it. It's got my name in it. It's crystal meth.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
She's talking about skiing.
She needs outside of a little sunshine.
She does. Maybe
some shampoo.
Yeah. That's what I was going to get. Dry shampoo, even?
Yeah.
She's got anything.
She got a little Mitch from Dave's.
Did she land any of the shots?
Yeah.
Or were they all misses?
No, they were all misses.
Yeah.
So she needs to go to the shooting range too,
apparently.
So shooting sun shampoo.
Yes.
Female dimple right there in the chin, usually reserved for...
The ass face.
Yeah, that is a little unique.
Usually reserved for men.
You're calling the Adam's apple, though.
Yeah, you're calling...
Dimple is a male trait?
Well, Rockstar said she looked like a man.
I thought it was a man.
She looks like Mitch from Days of Confused.
We used to work with a girl who had a dimple like that.
Yeah, I've never thought that.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I've never noticed it in a woman before.
Well, they're unique. Like, I think Bill O'Brien. I mean, who are other dimple chin guys?
Bill O'Brien is significant.
A little bit.
Yeah, Dunaway's got a little bit of one.
But I started really in seventh grade wanting one, so I'd do this in class.
Oh, so you made...
I tried to make it.
You know, you can buy dimple makers on Amazon. It's like to get like cheek dimples, you can buy them.
Our society.
I always thought dimples are overrated.
Oh, thank you.
Dude,
what, do you have them?
Yeah.
She just showed them to us.
Oh, that's one of the things I never really notice is dimples. Yeah.
I've got dimples.
I think I've got one.
Are yours natural or do you have them made?
No, mine are very natural.
Okay.
I did not have them made.
What are your thoughts on
and they're spectacular.
Getting pec implants?
Oh, we talked about this before.
Yeah.
You know, when in Rome, if you really want to.
Whatever works.
Whatever works.
Yeah.
I love that you tried to create a dimple.
I did.
I don't think you can do that. Like, I can't.
Hours I just sat in class.
It's a genetic.
Hours, right?
Can you imagine what he was doing at home?
Oh my God, a lot of pulling.
Yeah. Scratch Armstrong,
like the damn thing owned his money.
Okay, so this is weird. There's a peculiar form of insurance coverage associated with the St. Lawrence Agency. And Altamonte Springs, Florida, founded in 1987. This agency is famous for being the pioneering provider of alien abduction insurance policies.
Yeah, you can't be too safe this day and age.
Now, over the years, the agency has made headlines and garnered both support and skepticism for its alien abduction policy. St. Lawrence agency reports to have sold thousands of these policies worldwide. The policy costs $19.99, pays out $10 million if you get abducted. It's important to note, you'll need an alien signature to verify your
connection. Oh, yeah, because you're going to get that on the abduction.
Yep. Always fine print.
Yeah.
Hey, do you mind signing this paper before you let me back?
Sure. Yeah. Beep, beep, boop, bop, right?
Okay, if I take a little off your nose?
Oh, my.
Wow, Dunaway.
Wow.
I mean, he does. There is a dent.
Yeah. Yeah, he's an interesting looking cat.
Yeah,
he's
graph.
One of those that cuts his own hair.
Yeah, probably so. Not often.
Okay, so people reveal culture shocks they were not prepared for while traveling. The first, Tokyo. Although there's four times more people than New York City, it's very quiet there. Nobody is screaming. Cars aren't honking.
Are you serious?
People aren't even really talking.
I always pictured it was a loud city. It's not?
This guy's comparing it to New York City.
How is that not a loud city, though? I mean, look at all those cars. Are they all electric?
Look how fast they're going.
It doesn't even look real, does it?
Well, it looks pretty, though.
It does look pretty.
I would like to go.
I know. Hey, you know what? This is so weird. So I don't really know them that well, but my wife's got some friends, and they had just come back from, I think, 2 weeks in Tokyo and said it's a beautiful place, Japan.
Think you could visit every subway in 2 weeks?
Food, not as good.
Really?
As they wanted it to be, which surprised me a little bit, and said language barrier was just impossible.
Yeah.
That made it so tough. Like, they said we would not go back because of the food and the language barrier. And I would have guessed the food is good.
Well, damn, why didn't they bail early?
Well, I think they'd already paid for it.
Hmm.
At least they want to pay for it.
America. Calling the ambulance isn't free. It costs at least $2,000 for a 6-mile drive to the hospital. You guys ever been in the back of one?
Nope.
Nope.
I have.
Nope, I never am.
I have one time.
Transported from the special care the day after the Iron Bowl when my butt exploded.
Yep.
In
her face.
She did not know
you
that.
Never
was
heard about this?
No. Yes. Yeah, transported to Brookwood for surgery.
Hey, you thought Lunsford's was bad.
Yeah. I'm like, whoa.
Should have seen what they pulled out of there.
Yeah, it's rough. I was.
Scissors.
You were there?
I was at the Iron Bowl.
I don't remember what insurance covered the time I was in it.
Wait, why were you in it?
I had a little accident, Superior Grill.
Was that you left a couple teeth behind, didn't you?
Ooh. No.
I was in Atlanta.
That was when I fell backwards and hit my head, and I had staples, but they had to wheel me out on a gurney on a Friday afternoon. Yeah.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me.
Was before Grandview, so they had to take me all the way to Brookwood.
Dang.
And you never got to go to Superior. Friday at Superior, body to body.
Wild. Yeah, it's completely full. India, again, this is culture shocks people were not prepared for while traveling. First shock was seeing elephants, cows, goats, pigs, and chickens all walk among the cars and people on the streets.
That is odd.
Boy, I do not.
No desire.
Zero desire. Yeah. Looks awful.
It's also really dangerous, I've heard.
I mean, Slumdog Millionaire, really good film, but it shows you how dirty that country is.
Yeah. I think that picture does pretty much justice.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Is that a dead chicken, that pile of white next to the dogs?
It could be a bag. I mean, those dogs are eating something.
Hey, you know what my algorithm spit to me last night? So this group of school kids went on a field trip to a zoo, and they're behind the glass, and there's a bear. Bear's kind of out on an island. Well, for whatever reason, a duck and its ducklings land in the pond.
Oh, game over.
So the bear jumps out there and in front of the kids starts just one by one the ducklings like chicken nuggets.
But that's where you gotta teach the kids. Like, that's the cycle of life. I mean, that's what we study in school.
They were screaming.
I know.
They loaded them up. Let's go.
Hey kids, bear gotta eat too, man.
Yeah, and that's why you don't go where you're not supposed to go.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's a good lesson in life, isn't it, Jim?
Can you imagine Waze riding in India? 0.5 miles, cow, side of the road. 0.5 miles, dogs, middle of the road. 0.5 miles, chicken, crazy. Middle of the road.
Yeah.
It probably smell terrible. Ugh.
Doesn't look fun. Germany, the recycling requirements. This gentleman said, I literally had 11 different trash containers labeled paper, metal, plastic, batteries, etc. And if you put something in wrong, they would stop picking up your trash.
Oh, my goodness.
Who digs through that?
Yeah. Is there like a Skinner machine?
And then finally, Iceland. Police actually don't have guns in Iceland, just pepper spray and batons.
Well, what's the crime rate like, I wonder?
Obviously not high.
Well, I mean, that would be...
Getting coffee today.
Yes, yeah, it'd be something I'd like to know.
Andy Griffith didn't have a gun either.
He did not. Not in Mayberry.
It's that age.
Different angle for you. Yeah.
I need to sidearm it.
Yeah. need to Cam Ward it. Is that trash?
That's trash.
That's Trash Today, brought to you by our friends at Mortgage Right.
Yeah, just great local guys, veteran founded. Again, their commitment is to Alabama, but they're all over the country. You can stop by, see them, their Highway 280 location. You can go online, mortgageright.com, NMLS 2239. Equal Housing Lender, our friends at Mortgage Right.
Try the Cubs pitcher again, thanks to Jacurbo in the chat room. Shota Amayaga. Shota Amayaga.
That's the actual pronunciation.
The way he said it. So I gave that a shot there. Today, day baseball at 12 noon, top of the hour. Yankees Orioles, Major League Baseball Network, battle for first place there. Atlanta won last night 5-2 over Seattle. They got the Dodgers this weekend. Dodgers on Monday getting Walker Buehler back.
Massive.
Best player in the SEC. Some will say the first baseman for Florida. Others will say first baseman of Georgia. What hospital were you born in? Do you know?
Northside.
Northside Hospital is where this guy was born.
Nice.
Charlie Condon of Georgia. Mm-hmm. Maybe the first overall pick of the out of Georgia in the Major League Baseball draft. We'll get a chance to see all these guys coming up in
impressive.
Hoover.
Is there a chance that you guys are the same age?
I think he is 2 years younger than me, but actually, I don't know because...
He started somewhere else and transferred into Georgia, was a walk-on at one point.
Yeah. When I was at Georgia Southern, we would do a home-and-home series with Georgia, and I actually got to see him play. And he is just an athlete. Super impressive.
Yep.
How'd you know what hospital he was born in?
Yeah, how did you know that?
It was in Astoria.
Oh, okay.
Northside Hospital.
Okay. How did you just randomly think that she might be in the same hospital?
Yeah, I know. It was weird.
Because I knew that it was on the north side, and she's from the north side.
That's where the hospital was.
It was a gamble.
I just, gamble.
You weren't born at Grady?
No. That was a little
You get shot late Friday night, that's where you went.
Yeah, I've stayed near Grady, actually, and it was not a... It was an interesting experience, to say the least. You know who I'm the same age as, though? Exactly. Money Mike Harris from the Braves.
Oh, same birthday and everything.
Same birthday, same year. And he's from the Atlanta area. So.
Feels like he's been up there for 3 years now. Is that about right?
Maybe a year and a half now.
Is that it?
Yeah.
He was a rookie last year.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought
they did a great job of marketing him, though, to the fan base. Yeah. Like, they got him out in front of kids immediately and then did the headband promotion. I love him. Don't we look so much alike?
Yeah, you and Money Mike.
So the Pennant Grace starting soon, Taylor's Uncorked, The Meltdown Live, 2 o'clock every day, some of the other stuff you get to go along with Roll Tide Pods and War Dam Pods throughout your summer to help get closer and closer to the college football season. All of our content up here, like, subscribe,
and give us a thumbs up. Lake Fest is coming up, big event, LT, that we're excited about, including the Velcro Pygmies, one of the headline bands of this music festival over on the lake. It's more than just music, though. It's a lot of good food.
Yeah, and we're going to actually be doing a specialty show from Pell City next Tuesday night at the Buffalo Wild Wings. This is in celebration for Lake Fest, Logan Martin Lake Fest and Boat Show, presented by AmFirst, May 10th through the 12th. Logan Martin Lake right there in Pell City. It's free admission for the public. It's Bama's biggest in-water boat show. Over 100 boats and vehicles on display. Vendors, food trucks, live music all weekend, including that Velcro Pygmies concert that Dunaway was talking about on Saturday night. They've got a fireworks show on Friday night. It's Mother's Day weekend. They're going to take care of mom. Free mimosas for all moms on Sunday. For more information, LoganMartinLakeFest.com. That's LoganMartinLakeFest.com.
Follow Rockstar on Twitter at RockstarBHM.
This hour of the Next Round is presented by the Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Now featuring 7 days of giveaways with your chance to win a share of up to $125,000. The more you visit the Birmingham Racecourse Casino, the more chances you have to win.
Spring weather is here, and our friends at Hemp Hill Services are offering a $69 HVAC tune-up plus 10% off any service call when you mention the Next Round. Call Adam, Chad, and the guys at Hemp Hill Services. Make sure your HVAC unit is ready to keep up with the changing weather. Hemp Hill Services, locally owned and operated independent train dealer. The team can service all makes and models. For all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs, call Hemp Hill Services. It's hard to stop a train. 205-229-2090 or HempHillServices.com. That's 205-229-2090, HempHillServices.com.
There is no better place to watch your favorite sporting events and enjoy great food than one of the three great Birmingham locations of Walk-Ons. The TVs are everywhere with your favorite sports, and the menu is second to none. From the great appetizers like the waffle cheese fries to the Avery Island salad, handhelds like the all-new Chicken Bomber, bistro specialties with a special taste of the bayou, the amazing hand-patty burgers, the great po' boys, and the specialty drinks. Visit any of the three great Birmingham locations of Walk-Ons, Greystone, Stadium Trace and Hoover, and the brand-new location in Trussville.
The wait is over. Tonale has arrived. Beautifully distinctive Italian styling and performance. Come test drive the all-new 2024 Alfa Romeo Tonale plug-in hybrid at Alfa Romeo of Birmingham. The all-new Tonale offers best-in-class horsepower and torque, fastest 0 to 60 times in its class, plus best-in-class range with full electric charge. And best of all, qualified Tonale leasees are eligible for up to $7,500 EV tax credit factored into your lease. Hurry down to Alfa Romeo of Birmingham and experience the all-new Tonale.
Birmingham's favorite lawn party returns to Greystone for the region's tradition May 8th through 12th. Watch the Legends of the Game at Greystone and check out the Celebrity Pro-Am featuring Charles Barkley, Nick Saban, Kalen DeBoer, Hugh Freeze, and country superstar Riley Green. Enjoy the fun in the sun at the White Claw Watering Hole and Casamigos Club. And don't miss the food trucks and the Friday concert featuring the Black Jacket Symphony. The region's tradition. Buy your tickets today.
Start your day online with our website, nextroundlive.com, for the latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. It's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com.
Storm season is here. Make sure you have a plan of action in place right now. Greg from Pell City and Storm Restoration Roofing should be your first call when storms hit. Insurance companies love working with Storm Restoration Roofing because of Greg Nelson's name and reputation in the industry. When storms hit, call Greg Nelson. He's local. 205-542-3531. He's the home of the free no-cost roof inspection. Greg from Pell City on Facebook. 205-542-3531. It's Storm Restoration Roofing.
Final segment of the show. Before LT tells us about today's mental health minute, two things. First, Brownie's got a big plate of food in front of him. Brownie?
It's our friends at Rodney Scott. You'll know more about them soon. I've got some smoked brisket, smoked pork, smoked chicken, the mac and cheese, a nice cornbread roll, some baked beans, potato salad. Yeah. This is what I call lunch.
Yes. The smell.
Southern Thanksgiving. Yes.
One of our neighbors down the hall was getting on the elevator, and she was like, man, that smells a lot better than my ham sandwich.
Yes, it does.
I remember the first time we all went to Rodney Scott's, and we all agreed best ribs we'd ever
best
had.
Best ribs ever had. Still to this date.
And that was when Rodney was coming in town a lot because he was opening up the original location in Avondale. And, I mean, their food is so unique, but blowing up, new location coming soon. Go to the one right there in Dale, but great food from the fine folks at Rodney Scott's.
A couple of tweets before the mental health minute for today. We'll start with Magic Johnson. We live in a world where you have to apologize for everything. Magic Johnson, Magic freaking Johnson, who should be able to say whatever he wants to say about the Los Angeles Lakers, tweeted out, "The Lakers have nobody but themselves to blame. They wouldn't have been in the play-in game or finished as a seventh seed this season if they hadn't lost too many games because of load management." Later on, he comes back and he has to say, "Laker Nation, I have to apologize to the Lakers organization. It was injuries that plagued the Lakers this season, not load management." I think he was right the first time. Maybe you get hurt a little bit more if you're not playing all the time, if you're not in game shape.
Yeah, look, I mean, arguably this was Anthony Davis's best complete season with the Lakers. LeBron was still playing at a level of a top 10 guy in the NBA. There was no excuse for the Lakers to lose some of the games they did in the regular season. And you're right, Magic Johnson, I mean, the guy should be able to say absolutely anything he wants to say.
And the other guy who doesn't apologize for anything is Deion Sanders on social media right now, continues to double down. Deion being called childish by some, clapping back, and not a lot of college football coaches do this on Twitter. You had one guy complaining about Shador Sanders. Shador Sanders is clapped back at a former Colorado player. And KB says, "Tell your son to stop acting like the coldest out here, then put up a 4-8 season." Coach Prime claps back, "He'll be a top 5 pick. Where your son going? LOL, LOL, LOL. I got time today. LOL, LOL, LOL."
I don't even think they put up 4. Weren't they 3-9?
I don't know, but I mean, Shador's got a shot at being a top 5 pick. Your Prime may not be wrong about this, but...
Oh, I think Shador will be a top 5
but
pick.
But if he is not a top 5 pick, this will get thrown back up in his face a lot.
And then one of his former players who was at Austin Peay did a tweet. Somebody was clapping at him. It actually showed his stats, and Deion retweeted, "It's been viewed at 18.2 million times. Last I checked, it just said, Lord Jesus above it."
Lord Jesus, there's a far.
Yeah. Isn't that what your housekeeper's partner said when...
She was a... Pinky was her name.
Shot 27 times?
Yeah, she was not happy. Yeah. She was behind us. She was losing it. Yeah.
The Mental Health Minute brought to you today by our friends at JohnsonRVCenter.com.
Yeah, such an important thing. And it was about this time last year where I shared a story with a lot of people about some of my anxiety. And we are going to be doing, so Men's Mental Health Awareness Month is coming up in June. We're going to be doing a series leading up until June. And then once we roll into June, we're going to have different podcasts. Dr. Brett McCabe, who you guys know well, sports psychologist around this area. He is going to be involved with it. Nick Johnston, one of our good friends. But mental health in America, according to a report, men appear to suffer with mental health issues like anxiety, depression, even substance abuse at rates similar to that of women, but less than half of men will seek treatment. The rate suggests that 1 in 10 will suffer, less than half will seek treatment. Talk to your doctor today about what depression and anxiety present look like and start the conversation. Very important. A lot of people reached out to me through DMs. I still have a lot of conversations with these guys. If you're suffering out there, you're not alone, and we're going to continue to work to get the message out for you guys.
All right. That today and throughout the month of May, something we'll be doing here. Quick NFL stuff to end the show today. One of them, Giants camp. Our buddy Daniel Jeremiah, part of the family up here who works with us throughout the NFL season, says Drew Locke, according to his sources, has a good shot at winning the number one quarterback job over Daniel Jones this year. His insiders believe they have Drew Locke there to win the job over Daniel Jones.
Then I wonder why I'm not drafting quarterback in this last draft.
Well, they wanted to. They, you know, the reports were Malik Nabers is a great pickup.
Oh, he's fantastic.
But they wanted to get out of that. They really, really wanted Drake May. And they had an opportunity. They could have taken Penix. They could have taken Bo Nix. But they felt like the only value were the top three quarterbacks. And if Drew Locke is your starting quarterback, it's going to be a long season. I heard somebody talking about if you see Tommy DeVito out there at any time with his gangster agent, it's going to be a really bad year for the Giants. I just don't have any expectation at all because of the quarterback position.
If Drew Locke's the starter, they're probably going to get a chance to draft quarterback very, very early in the next draft.
Maybe so. There is a chance that the Miami Dolphins could be the first major sports team owned by Saudi interest. There was a unnamed buyer who offered Stephen Ross $10 billion for the Dolphins, Hard Rock Stadium, and F1. He said no, though.
It's interesting, though. It makes you wonder, is there a price for Stephen Ross?
That's right.
And
this guy comes back and says, yeah, $15 billion or $20
billion. Yeah, because we've seen with the Saudis and Liv, it's not necessarily about turning a profit for these guys. A lot of these are image buys and things like that. So I would be fine with it. I know it's Saudi money. I do not like Stephen Ross. So I would hope they would sell. The F1 piece is what's incredible. I mean, that is the value in that, to get an NFL franchise and stadium and a piece of F1. That's crazy.
And, again, I don't know. It's Saudi. I was just assuming that if there's people offering, it could be Saudi money if this price goes up. And you also have to be approved by the NFL.
That is correct.
And they tend to be very tight-knit on who they approve.
I don't think they – well, you know, it would be a little hypocritical because you want to internationalize this and you want to take games to Spain and Germany and London and Mexico City, but then you wouldn't sell to a group like the Saudis. And this becomes a difficult question because a lot of people would frown upon that, but – the money it stake and involved. I mean, a lot of people couldn't say no.
Yeah, $10 million.
That's a lot. $10 billion. We leave on one big note, though, with the protests going around on American campuses about what's going on in the Israel and the war that's happening over there. Yesterday, one fraternity in Tuscaloosa went out to guard the American flag. And then interest grew. I don't know if Rockstar or Forrester have support, video support of this, but there was GoFundMe they already set up for these great young Americans at Alabama, this fraternity that's guarding the American flag on campus so nothing happens. Let's throw them a rager. Let's throw them and protect them and throw them a party. Up to $400,000 being raised, Reed told me in the commercial.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Yeah. Now, I think that's North Carolina, not Tuscaloosa.
Oh, it was not at Alabama?
There was a protest at Alabama, but those students are at North Carolina.
That's correction, North Carolina.
And I bet Pi Kappa Phi is going to donate a lot of this to the military, but if they wanted to have a rager, you could rent out a yacht for a day with that.
$409,000 is quite the rager.
All right, so it's at North Carolina.
It's at North Carolina, yeah.
Okay, I appreciate them defending the American flag. We would need an SEC defense to go up there probably to make it a little stronger. I felt more comfortable that they would guard the flag with an SEC fraternity, but we'll trust it up there with our buddy Jeff Collins coaching those guys
up. That's right. He's improved defense already, it appears.
All right. That's our show today. We're back with you tomorrow, 9 a.m. Central Time. Don't forget the Meltdown with Lunsford back in studio live today at 2 o'clock Central Time. Until next time, God bless you and God bless America.